Hey, how's everybody doing? Healing Skulltor here. I wanted to do a quick podcast on stats and itemization for the 3.0 stuff. So I'm not a theory crafter in the least. Like, you'll never see me do charts of diminishing returns or, you know, go into the difference between augmenting power and augmenting main stat, or in some cases augmenting alacrity nowadays, and how that will give you a, you know, 0.5 boost in numbers. Or anything. Like, I just will never get into that because I just find all that to be incredibly boring and nowhere near as interesting as just how to heal a fight and how to work your class. So I won't ever really do any theory crafting stuff, mainly because I just don't want to, and I find it to be incredibly boring. But it doesn't mean I don't pay attention at least to some of my numbers and some of my stats and what I want my tunes to be at. And I know with 3.0, there's been some minor changes to how things work, but more importantly, there's a new set of gear now. So I am aware of that. And I've gotten some requests on doing something with, you know, itemization and stats. And I typically wait to, you know, the middle of a content release to really worry about it at all. Because right now, everybody is just, either if you're raiding, you're clearing bosses, and you're just taking whatever gear there is there, and you're kind of working with it here and there. If you're not raiding, and you're using comms to kind of get gear, and you have less control over it. So it's kind of hard, honestly, to say right now where you should be with numbers. So I will instead just tell you where I want to be with my numbers on my stats. And offer a couple little things. So if you go look at, if you're only doing the vendor, the comm vendor, and I think most people probably are only doing comm vendor, or a lot of people are only doing the comm vendor stuff right now. It's really bad. The stuff you get with your elite comms and your basic comms and your ultimate comms, the gear is not good compared to that same level of gear in previous tiers. Like, previous tiers of gear with the 2.0 or 2.x era, the gear wasn't great, but you had a lot more options. Like, I felt like you had more options for messing with your stats and messing with your enhancements. And healers for sure had more options for, like, implants and earpieces than we do now this time around with that kind of gear. So you have to be really picky and really smart. So for anybody who is tied to comms mostly, you should go and look at all the vendors and go look at all the gear that all the vendors have for picking enhancements. And you should always spend a little bit of time looking at these things before you like pick stuff. Like, I think it's very important to look at the gear that you're going to need down the road and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do, so that when you go gear, you have a little bit of plan to it. For those of you guys in raids and you're able to get tokens, the gear again is fine. It's better than the vendor, but it's not as good as previously stuff. I'll give you an example. The Merc healers, I won an earpiece yesterday, and there's no power surge earpiece. There just isn't. There's power accuracy and there's crit alacrity, but there's no power surge earpiece. That's kind of insane and infuriating, because if you're me, I use legacy gear, and I use my legacy gear I don't like to touch, but I use my implants and earpieces to tweak what my tunes do and tweak what my tunes look like and what they have and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of hard for me to gear my Merc healer and tweak the numbers the way I want because there's no power surge. And I use implants and earpieces all the time to make these adjustments from tune to tune, because I do use legacy gear a lot. But that, all that being said, you got to spend some time with the vendors and go and look and see what the gear is and see what's going on. Know what gear drops from bosses you're able to kill. And that way, when it's your turn to win something, if you're using suicide, if you're using whatever, you can pass, hopefully, and get the one you want and kind of move on from there. So, those are just quick things. Pay attention to the gear that you have access to, be it through vendors, token vendors, or be it through gear vendors with comms, or through boss drops out of raids. Look at the gear for your class. Look and see gear for other classes where you might need enhancements and stuff. Another thing too this time around is the bonus sets are really not that good for us. There's pockets. There's some that are like might be okay, but they're not great. I don't think they're BIS for sure. So if you're getting the gear from the raids, and if you have your set bonus from the 2.x era, like the Dreadmaster set bonus, I would do what you can to stay with that. Like, I'm going to stay with that set bonus for a little bit, because the set bonus for healers are kind of crappy. There's a lot of RNG, first of all, for the two-piece, and the two-piece for every class in the 2.X is better. A cooldown of, or like, the Merc has a really good two-piece. The Operative has a really good two-piece because of the nerf to the class and heals output. The two-piece boost in Nanotech is really, really strong. And it's better, both of them are better than the occasional proc of your big heal being a crit that it doesn't necessarily hard work into a rotation or work into a situation where you can control it. It's an RNG proc. It's an RNG two-piece that you cannot control. And it's great when it happens, but I'd rather have complete control of it. I'd rather be able to use it when I needed it. So I am advising people to stick with, if you have a set bonuses from the previous tier, that do whatever you can to stick with it for a while, because it's just better right now. It's just better. And I think it makes, I think it'd be better than the overall stat boost of the armoring themselves. But again, that's just, that'll just come to personal opinion. That's just my thoughts on the set bonus. The set bonus is fine if that's what you got, but I don't think it's better than the 2 and the 4 piece thing that healers have from the 2.10 or whatever it is coming into 3.0. But as far as my numbers, I don't have any really concrete answers for you. I do have some ideas, and I do have some goals for myself and my healers and what I want to do. The first thing to look at is Alacrity. Alacrity is very important now. It speeds up things. It speeds up your GCDs, I believe. It helps with resource management. Cast times are sped up. All these things are matter now. From the previous tier, I used to actually Adrenal Alacrity for, like, the Raptus fight, for burst stuff, like Draxus when you had the burst on Nightmare Draxus, Bestia when that burst was needed. I used to always Adrenal Alacrity on my Operative. And I could see pretty good improvements in my cast time. So, like, my Colto Injection would go down, I believe, to I think it was a 1.2 cast. But I might be wrong. I don't remember now. But it might have been a 1.2 cast. Especially when I do Stim Boost. No, I think it was like a 1.6. 1.2. Anyway, I shaved off a decent amount of time to get my cast off much faster. So Alacrity was kind of important last year, but now it's really important. So I now am shooting for about 500 points of Alacrity. I don't know if that's too much. I don't know if that's too little, but 500 I feel is an easy thing to hit because so much gear has Alacrity. As a result of that, though, I'm going to drop a little bit of Surge to get down under 500, like 450 Surge, right around there, I think. There's so much moving around. The casting isn't as big a deal anymore, especially on something like my Merc, where there's a lot of instants. If you're using a Sork or an Operative, excuse me, like Scoundrel or Sage, you might want to get your Surge up a little higher than 450, but 450 I feel is a pretty good area to have your Surge and be doing just fine. Crit is always, in my mind, always been something that's personal opinion. I started off the 2.0 era with very little crit. In some cases, I had no crit. And then slowly but surely, as the numbers started getting bigger for the gear, as the new gear started to come out, like Dreadmaster and all that stuff, I started to slowly but surely add crit to the equation. To the point now where I believe on, like, my Operative, for instance, I have somewhere around, like, 350 points of crit. And I feel like that's a pretty good thing for me. So, like, right now, my Operative, that's pretty geared for the previous tier, almost all Dreadmaster. I have just under 1,400 power. I have about 350 points of crit. I'm sorry, and I have a little bit. I have right about 500 points of Surge, and my Alacrity is 500. That's not bad. I could lose a little bit of Surge, I think, and put some more in power because I need more power. I'd like to have, with this new tier coming out, you got to be over 1,400 power, I believe, and that gives you a pretty good balance of, you know, that Alacrity that's going to boost your healing speed and all that stuff, power that's going to make you a little bit stronger, and then the crit that's going to help you, you know, hit when you have stuff to hit. So if you're a hot class like the Merc, the Operative is for sure, a little bit more crit is what you need there to help you with that. If you're a casty class, like the Sork, is still a lot of cast, you're going to need a little bit more Surge than you would crit. And for me, I just try to simplify, is that a word? Simple. I don't know if simplify is a word, but I'm using it because I'm not even awake right now. I'm trying to simplify things, and, you know, to where it's easier for everybody to kind of do it. I'm not going to do these charts. I'm not going to do these big things on what numbers are better than others and why and all that crap. If you do want theory crafting, there's tons of it on the message boards. Keyboard Ninja, you know, is one of the big theory crafters. He'll help you out there. For me, I just focus on what I think feels well and what I think plays well for me personally. And that's just my personal kind of what I'm doing with my numbers. And people are free to obviously do whatever they want and use my thing kind of as a jumping off point for whatever it is you want to do. But I can tell you that this tier right now with the new gear, I want to get around 500 points of alacrity. I want to get more than 1,400 points of power. I want to stay at about 350 points of crit. And my surge needs to be around 450. And that's for my tech healers. If you're doing force users like your Sage, then you're going to do a little bit less than that. So that's it. Really quick. Take care.